No, 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 no.
No, God, please, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You are listening to the Oh No Radio Show.
Eat a bag of dicks.
I've decided that sunflowers are both lazy and useless, and you can't change my mind. Show. I'm the captain of this shit ship. My name is Owen, and would you believe it? It's a good number that we've hit today. It is episode 550. We're 550 it is today. As you can hear, along with me is my good friend from the Great White North. His name is Ty. He is our lizard wizard, and we're happy to have him. We'll get into plenty of stuff with him, and of course, my mustache muse, the one and only Mike B. How are you, my friend?
Hey, buddy. As you can see, I'm giving people the hang loose.
We've been hang loose. I had a real deal hang loose in public the other day. I had one in the car. It was someone that recognized. Well, first off, of course, he recognized my BDM Tom and Dan sticker and did the old like. You know, drive side by side. Hey, look at me. Look over here. And then wanted the finger point, and we did the finger point. But then after the finger point, it was straight to the hang loose, you know?
Oh, bro. I'm so happy about that.
Yeah. You got to hang loose every once in a while. If you're not hanging loose, what are you doing with life?
I mean, not living it, that's for sure.
Yeah, so everybody been good since last week? I know, Ty. You're what, the new owner of a car? Is this the thing?
I guess. I've been driving it for a while, but it's official now.
Real quick, before we get too far started, I'd like to say an honorary toast to the Lightning.
Yes,
for one hell of a fucking season.
It needs
loser toast.
Your team didn't even make it into the finals.
Yeah, whatever.
Does Wisconsin even have a hockey team for all the hockey you play?
No.
I am a Blackhawks fan.
Yeah, he's a Blackhawks.
Oh, and you guys did not even make it anywhere close to the playoffs. Nope. So eat a dick.
Eat a huge bag of dicks. 3 years running to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals with two Stanley Cups under our, you know, belt, I think is doing pretty damn well. In the end, I just felt that, they put up a great fight, but we just ran out of gas towards the end.
Weren't ourselves in those last couple games.
Well, last game we weren't. The game before, I thought we were,
it was that victory rally right before you die in hospice.
Yeah.
It's like that one good day you had.
He's doing good. He's going to make it out of it. We're going to get through this. All we got to do now is win the next two games.
No, that 7-0 game, though, that was a knife.
That was second game of the series, I want to say it was. And that was really tough. But you got to think how strong we came back from that with a 6 or was it? We came back with like a 7-2 or a 6-2. Something like that. I think it was like a 6-2, which is a very...
Yeah, we had a really amazing game.
Yeah, so that was like game three. So it was a hell of a series. I still think we have a great team. I still think there's potential for the absolute, we could get back to the finals again next year if we make the right offseason moves. Either way, I'd like to thank them for all of their gusto and just all of the entertainment and what they what they did. Because it's let's be real, like there's nothing like playoff hockey. Like it's one of those amazing sports to watch live. And every year, you know, it gets me back into it. But
when
the Lightning are in the playoffs and they're doing that well and they're that strong.
And they usually are.
And they for the last few years, you know, it just gets you back into it that much more. And so, yeah, you're right to, you know, cheers to the Lightning. And
I'll still drink with you.
I mean, the Blackhawks are an amazing team. They're definitely one of our rivals. I know that when we play them every year.
I like hockey, but I won't stand up for the Hawks. I won't do it.
You know, for it took probably a couple years where I was like, kind of like seeing if I could watch enough hockey every season to like call myself a hockey fan. Mm-hmm. But now now that Janine and I watch it together, now it's like cemented. Like, yo, there's a game on, even if it's not the Lightning. There's other hockey games on during the season, and we'll just watch any of them. I'll watch all hockey.
Hockey shares my baseball mentality, though. Ooh. Baseball is also a great sport, but you got to watch live. And hockey's the same way for me. If you go to a game, fuck me, it's great, but I don't want to watch it.
You can't watch it on TV.
Okay. Janine and I have been watching a little bit of baseball.
Oh, shut up.
And it's not awful.
It's just because his idols are in Tom and Dan. Dan's been watching baseball, so he's like, I want to get into on this now. I'm going to watch the
baseball. No, it was Janine started watching baseball because she watched a lot of baseball in her younger days. Uh-huh. And so I was like, okay, I'll, you know, it's on. Like, I'm playing on my computer. But it's on. I can see the TV. So I started like pausing my game to watch like multiple pitches of baseball.
See, yeah, not for me. That's fine. I'll say this. I'll allow it because essentially, with everything going on in the world, sports is a nice distraction from it. Right? Mm-hmm. It's 100% kind of a look over here tactic that it does to your brain, and I'm cool with that. There's something amazing about that. Before we get also too far into the show, and it's already started, I will be announcing tonight that I've got a new star rating, and for you and Ty. So for
star rating.
It's a star rating. So you start at 0 stars, and it's a rating out of 5. And I will, by the end of the show, I will give you a star for a funny joke or something that you add to the show. I will.
Do you have actual gold stars? Do you have a list?
I will give you a star.
It's odd that you bring this up because you know how you give us about a minute of time every show?
No.
Where you put me and Ty on mute?
Yeah.
We've developed a star rating system for you as well talk about on our own.
Okay.
It's actually been in existence for a couple shows now.
Pretty fun, really.
It's right. Like, how drunk is Owen before the show? Like, is that...
get a literal 1 through 10 star rating, like clips.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well,
every show.
It's a 5-star rating scale. I get a 5-star every week because I put on the show. So therefore, I'm an automatic 5 stars. Anything I do above and beyond that is an added star. You guys start at 0 and you have to gain your stars throughout the show. But you can also lose stars. Like, I will, and at the end of the show, I will give you your star rating and what you did this week. And it's going to be posted. I'm going to keep record of it. We can go back. We'll go see your growth, your decline. This is what you do. This is what you do.
I think this little tirade right here.
What is going on in the chat room?
He's probably losing a star for this right now.
Oh.
Just on my, I'm in my vote.
We have graphical data, like real-time data going right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
No. I'm the one that does the stars. You guys don't get stars.
You have your own star rating.
No.
Ty have an Owen star rating.
No. Mine, but
have you even seen the Owen star rating Twitter?
This is my...
Oh, it's getting traffic.
it's the official oh no star. Buddy. It's the official oh no star rating is what it is. And guess
well,
who runs?
I mean,
Mike
and Ty star rating already has about 4,000 followers.
Oh, is so. It? It's up. Okay. definitely.
I mean, you're running like an average of about 6.8 right now, Owen.
Hey, 6.8. That's not too bad.
You're in the positive.
I mean, not too bad. If you ask the Twitter sphere.
My wife would be all right with 6.8.
Well, she usually deals with what, 2.3?
You know.
Oh,
it's just, you know.
Is that a star or not a star?
Depends on the date. No, that was minus.
You know, Owen handling the dick joke, he's actually going to earn back that star he lost with his star rant tirade.
Thank you.
That's fair.
Let's jump right into this. We've got plenty to discuss. Ty, you chose to go to the DMV. I'm going to give you the choice right now. I'm going to give you guys the choice of a few different topics that we start with, because I definitely want to talk about Ty choosing to go to the DMV. I want to talk about how sunflowers are lazy and kind of useless. And
this is a racist rant, is it?
Wait, are you saying that sunflower is a secret code for a race?
I'm not saying that. Ty's saying that. I guess you could call Asians
sunflowers because they're yellow.
I don't know if you're gonna do that. And I also want to talk about there was a unicycle accident at work.
At work?
Yeah.
Okay, only because I know where you work, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, if you said, like, because I also know you do work from home.
Sometimes.
So I'm like, oh, and is this your creative way of telling us you got into unicycling and now you have a broken leg?
I wish it was that cool. No.
I hope it's actually, like, just people visiting the factory, not actual factory.
Yeah, they popped out. They got a unicycle through security.
Through security.
Yeah. Like popped it up and started going.
Dude,
it's also a mobility device for a handicapped person, so they get away with it.
Are you saying that a unicycle is better than like a hover round or a rascal?
You can't be handicapped. No way. You can't be handicapped and ride a unicycle. Cause
you could one leg unicycle.
No,
you could do it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but you'd have to be clipped in. And then it's very dangerous. You're going down with that unicycle.
Okay. Some disabled people can do it. I think a Down syndrome person could ride a unicycle. But that because
he'd have to be a really special Downie.
Yeah, because it fucks with their balance and stuff too. So they probably aren't going to be the best of the disableds. Unicyclists aren't going to be the best of, Down syndrome people aren't going to be the best unicyclists.
My wife said I'm not supposed to say Downies.
Yeah, you can't say that anymore. You're not allowed to say that.
They already took the R word from us. Don't let them take Downies.
They've taken that a long time ago. But okay, so
I'm going to start calling them Duvals, like double D.
I don't like that either, but. So if you've got no arms, you could be a really good unicyclist. You could.
Sure.
But you have no external source of balance.
How do you get on the unicycle? It would already have to be up.
How do you get on and off?
You'd have to like prop it up against something and then you'd have to like you'd have to perfect like the hop and ready to cycle motion.
It would be impressive though.
But in theory,
super impressive because, again, like a lot of your balance in a unicycle comes from the fact that you have your hands, like your arms.
You've got
out
no arms.
Like kind of counterbalance.
You
what
do.
You're doing.
Most unicyclists, right? They do put their arms out. But if you've got it mastered so well that you can balance your
weight. That's
all core.
And like, you're doing a lot of. Well, I mean, you'd have to be ultra flexible.
Yeah.
To like be able to redistribute enough of your weight for it to matter. And you'd have to have like insane twitch muscle reaction to be able to right yourself like super quick, because considering you're already using your center of balance
in my logic, it makes the most sense. If you've got if I've got no arms, a bicycle is a waste. Why not, right? Why not get a unicycle? I don't need all these other parts. I could just ride the unicycle.
It would be easier to balance a unicycle than a bicycle in that situation. Yeah.
What if, okay, now think about this. Hover rounds, right? Hover rounds, like, or not hover rounds, hover boards, like, that were super popular, like, a few years ago.
Oh, you'd be the master with no arms.
Like, one wheels, all those types of things that are just balanced, like the Darkwing Duck one, where it's just, like, the one, like, one wheel right. that they ride, like... That thing, like, I bet you'd be, like, better at it if you had no arms, because you'd be able to just, like, shoom, shoom, like, you'd already have to have that balance, I would assume.
And
random segue, hold on. Like, I know we've probably all thought about sex with a woman with no legs, but for some reason, sex with a woman with no arms seems really hot right now. I don't know why.
I mean, not hot. I think no legs.
She can't
legs.
Choke me. That's kind of an instant turn off.
She's going to try with other methods, which is hot.
Is she going to give you a foot choke?
Foot choke?
Is that what you're saying?
I definitely, we've talked about this a million times, but. All right. No, if the choice, no arms or no legs, which one are you going?
No legs.
I think I go no arms.
It's no, hard. Dude, your hands.
Can I do one of each?
No, because here's the deal. We have plenty of things that can replicate your legs and replicate your legs almost perfectly.
Yeah.
We have nothing that can replicate
the dexterity of hands.
The dexterity of your hands currently. And I don't think we will.
I'm not talking about that. You're not leaving that shit on, all the prosthetics. That's gone. Like, it's either.
I thought this was a generalized question of would you rather live with no arms or no legs?
Fuck a chick with either no arms or no legs.
Oh, that's what I said. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
No legs. Of course, no legs.
You still go no legs.
It can't really help it. Like, if I had to pick one over the other, I can't really help but just go that way, just for fun.
No, I think I go the other way around. I think I go the other way around. No arms. Yeah.
No legs. 100% of the time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
going to spin that woman, whoever she is.
Ty wants to go half and half. He wants left arm and leg to stay.
That's for me.
Right
not
arm
for
and
the
leg.
They call that the crab or something. Like, it's...
She can do really good cartwheels.
Yeah.
She's amazing at cartwheels.
So let me tell you about this unicycle accident at work at the factory. So this is at a theme park. Now, a lot of times at the theme park, we have marching bands that come out and like from schools or whatever. Now, I thought this was, they do the thing with the drums and all that. And they go around, they pay a shit ton of money to do it. And then they get the rest of the day in the theme park. They stay at the resorts. We make a shit ton of money off these things. But there's this like school, and they do it in the summer a lot, right? Because the kids are off. It's summer break. It's something to get the kids away from the house. It's like, it's an activity. Go do this.
And they probably do like an amazing amount of fundraising just to get them all there. Yeah. So it keeps everybody busy.
Exactly. So they go down to Universal, they do these things. And it's, like I said, it's usually a marching band. We play announcements for them and they walk around the park. It's like that we try and give it some pomp and circumstance. It's pretty lame. But today, I'm like, whoa, this is interesting. They were called the Gym Daddies or something, okay? Something like that. Daddy. I think that's what they were called. It was something similar to that.
Come talk to me, Gym Daddies.
And hey, they were a middle school and into high school. Like basically an elective, and they were from up north. They were from like Maine or something. But this is like an elective, like a band
you gotta have
or a
fun
chorus.
Stuff to do in the middle of those shit winters, where you can't do anything else.
So they have this program where it's like they're like circus. They're getting trained on to do circus stuff. So they're juggling,
all right,
and they're riding unicycles. And they have a whole thing where they come out and they do a routine, and there's like 50 of them. So they come out.
Did you have a 30 unicycle pileup?
Okay, it wasn't quite that bad, but
but it was still multiple unicycle pileups.
Yeah. So here's what happened. They come out of the gate, and they all
only
look good.
Only Ono breaks the latest in multiple unicycle accident news.
Yeah, for
here
sure.
Here live.
Yeah, so they come out, right? They all look confident. They look great. They're like, they got their, like, the music, and they're, like, doing, like, the thing where, like, they're kind of crossing in between. They're doing some weaving, and then they get, and then they get to a part in the middle of, like this intersection where they have designated they're going to do this particular move where they all kind of like do a big,
they're going to do the big unicycle number.
They're going to do a big swoop like in the middle, right?
A swirl,
like
a swirl, a big unicycle swirl,
a unicycle swirl around. Right. And I don't know if it was maybe they should have cleaned the street a little better or what the deal was, but yeah, one of the unicycles slipped out from underneath them, and then the next unicycle and the next, I say it went about 15 deep of the,
oh, that's pretty good,
of the 40, yeah, of the 40, you know, that were 40 to 50 that were in there. Man, they were crying babies. Like it was
this is like a high school, right? Or a high school, middle school.
They were middle said. They were middle school. So mom's, okay. So mom's there, dad's there. They got the family. Some of them like down on the corner with the baby. They're watching the thing. They're wearing the T-shirts of the thing. Like the gym daddy's audience was in horror as this all went down. As little Sally got like, you know, asphalt rubbed into her face, and they were, oh my god, like. They gave credit to them, all but like three of them got back up and finished the rest of the thing and no more accidents. So.
Still, what a fun day at work. Fuck yeah.
I mean, it's a thing that happened. It's a thing. And it was the talk. You've heard me last show. I was talking about my new smoking circle and all that. Mm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. I got a new like bunch of, you know, scumbags out there.
Oh, yeah.
It was the talk of that smoking circle. This particular day.
Nub and Joe?
Yeah, no, he wasn't out there. He would have loved
Nubby
it, though.
Joe wasn't there? No. He's a fixture. How wasn't he there?
He wasn't there on this particular night. But no, he... We were all talking about it. Also, one of those ladies is like, man, she looked like she was going to die today. Like, and, you know, like that was... She's literally saying, I need to go home, but I can't afford it. Like, I need to stay here. You're like, lady, you're going to die. Like,
you got to stop. Whoa. You got to stop.
She's just.
Have you ever had, like, a smoking circle where one of your coworkers does come out and they're like, yeah, I mean, work is garbage. And I'm like, no, the fact that you're out here with us smoking, and I've been smoking for 15 years and my voice still sounds just like this.
Yeah.
You fucked up somewhere. You were smoking like 80s cigarettes. You were smoking cigarettes in the 80s where they were just awful.
That's dip talking. That's what that is. That's dip.
Now, this lady sounded like that today, but that's, you know, that's besides the point. Let's talk about sunflowers and how they're lazy. We definitely need to do that. Sunflowers? Okay, so we've been growing some sunflowers. It's the summer.
Oh, is this why?
Well, okay. Yeah.
So you're just mad that you don't have a seed yet?
Oh, no. They come up. They pop up. They start off strong, right? But here's what they do. They start
Wait,
off...
Wait, could you plant a bag of sunflower seeds?
No, I've been... No, we've been over this. I've actually had to ask... Those are roasted. Those... No.
Those don't grow no more.
Those go through a process before they get into the bag and into your mouth. But yeah, right. you can, like, before those are processed and salted, you can absolutely plant those and they will
grow.
It's
not necessarily it would never happen, but more than likely, no.
No. That ain't happening. But yeah, so like my neighbor, I didn't actually do it, and you know the one. He came over and he popped a bunch of sunflowers in my yard on my fence line. And I'm like, fine, that's fine. and you know, a lot of rain here, so they grow.
Had these supplementary sunflowers, and we're just planting them in your yard now.
So yeah, he actually does. He got like drunk one night and ordered three like 5-pound bags of sunflower seeds. So he's just been throwing them everywhere in the neighborhood. Wherever he walks around, he's got pot. He's like Johnny Sunflower Seed, like planting them places.
He's Johnny Sunflower, and yeah. He's just tossing some seeds out.
Yeah, he's tossing seeds out.
Do it.
Yeah. He's thinking.
I like it.
Well, it's fine, but I've been able to observe the process of these sunflowers grow, and they do grow quickly, but they get to a point where then they one of them will bloom. Cool, it blooms. 3 days later, after it blooms, it's useless because its head is too goddamn big for its stalk. So it does this thing like a drunk tie.
It droops.
Like, where it droops. It's tall, but then it's like drooping down. Its face is just facing the ground while someone is holding its dumb leaves up. And then it like a bunch of sunflowers fall out of its face. And then it dies and doesn't come back for like another year. Like that's what they do. That's their life. And I just think that that's maybe it isn't lazy, but it's so useless to me. Like you're just you're coming up, you're looking like a flower, and then you just dip out like that. Like it's like
peace.
Like 3-4 days, a sunflower is there. Have you not? No,
I mean,
one understands.
Was it like
me,
a full like big on sunflower? Like how tall did this thing?
Like is this like a 2-foot sunflower? Okay, or is this like one of those 6-foot giants?
I got about 10 of them. All right. So the first one that came up was the, like, about just below hip height. All right. But now I've got ones that are shoulder height that are like the big boys. And like we'll see what they do. But I've seen my neighbor growing them because he planted his first. Right. So I've seen his and they are the main culprits. They'll grow super tall, super quick. Big fucking dumb head and then just fall right over because the weight of themselves can't hold themselves. Like that's how dumb. Like
maybe, that's what they do.
Maybe just I think that they're just a, like what a dumb plant. Like you can't even you get up here and then you're just like ah.
Hey man, all of life is fleeting. Look at me, I'm a sunflower. I'm doing my thing for a little bit.
Yeah.
See you later.
Whatever. I'm kind
of. I like that they're growing, but I hate when they die and then you got like a 6-foot tall,
yeah,
dead shit in your yard.
This is my point.
You got to cut that bee down.
And I'll have to. So thanks for putting goddamn sunflowers all up
projects in my yard, butthole.
We were talking.
Old projects?
Is that a Tijuana Flats pen, Owen?
Yeah, it is. It's a pink Tijuana flat. Yeah, it is. They're good pens. I'll say that.
Hilarious that he could call that out in a moment.
I know that color scheme because that was a color scheme for one of my old stores.
Yep. Oh, before we do this, I will announce.
Before we bring
that
something
we do have a new venture going on, and I want it to be heard. We've got shopohno.com, all right? And it's still under development, but you're going to start seeing a lot of real interesting Ono related merchandise coming out of this store. And I think it's going to be big for us.
I would like to say to everyone here, I didn't sign off on any of the material. I am Ono, but any of the merchandise it's all the captain, guys. Ty and I have not been consulted on this.
Oh, what?
I'm excited, man. You sound pessimistic.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm scared of what Owen's going to put out with Ono on it.
Oh.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
There's going to be some amazing stuff brewing. You'll see. But we'll have more details on that in the very near future. Guys, you know what I think it might be time for?
Is it time to bring forth the clips?
Clips! Clips! You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips! You know we got them, baby.
Yeah, Clips is the time of the show. We take a look at all of the good stuff from the internet that our good friend Barilli. Tom Barilli finds for us. He is the clip commander, of course.
Did he find these clips this week?
He did find the clips this week.
Yay, Barilli.
Yeah, we're back to Barilli clips. I don't know
Barilli
where.
Barilli time.
I think we're going to start with this one here. I think we're going to start with this freestyling bro. He's hanging out with his Bluetooth in, smoking a cigarette, and giving us all a pretty sick freestyle that I know you, Mikey, you're going to be really into.
This is what I call a motherfucking freestyle on the Monmouth, man. The 3029, bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got an accent, which means this freestyle is going to be great.
Where was he from? The 329?
Hold on, let me look that up. Where's the 329?
Where's the 329?
Newport Richey.
Yeah.
Newport Richey.
I hope it is.
Continue. I wonder if it's Florida.
Columbia, Delaware.
Delaware, all right.
Contrary, doing it different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
this guy's hard.
Yeah, it's a New York. It's like Columbia, Delaware, Dutchess, Green, Orange, Putnam, Rockland, Sullivan, Ulster, and Westchester.
I might be wrong. I don't know what the new high trends in fashion are, but I don't think that is a color scheme that I
would
wear.
I feel good
wear.
About it. Somehow it almost works in a weird way, but
yeah,
no.
Yeah, something's off. He's got
it's
like
too many colors. You need a primary color and a complementary color, and he's doing far too many.
Far too many.
And he looks like a doucher with his little weird goatee.
It's red pants, white and pink shirt, primarily pink, with a blue and black blazer or tuxedo blazer. Blending too much. Aviators, solid touch. Bluetooth, I mean, Bluetooth earpiece. Like,
what's that in
you're
for?
From New
what
York.
He might be recording it on it.
We're living for the pay. We're living for the day that we don't have to work. We're living for the game. We make another motherfucking masterpiece. Us, we're chilling, having a motherfucking see how it is. Everybody, man.
Okay, shout. All right.
What?
Was through a cigarette and every motherfucking hating. Now we got the game. We got clean going to be a paramedic game. And now we're chilling.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, bro. I gotta do it.
I lost you lost me, man.
This is awful.
You lost me. You lost me there. There's something. He's like, I'm gonna rap about my cigarette, but don't have much with that. Then he's gonna say about, I think he wants to be a paramedic, because he's then talking about the paramedic game. Think there was something there.
I gotta flow it when I do it in my screw. Living about the whiz because the colon on my screw up. Ooh, that motherfucking flowing through the tube. Yeah, you know the shit we're going through the GRUSAT.
What?
The GRUSAT. You know the GRUSAT?
Okay. Oh, the GRUSAT, yeah.
Okay. Goo then, with the Wu-Tang, in the fruit roof, living on the GRUSAT.
Does this guy know English? Or is he making sounds?
He said he was chilling with the Wu-Tang in the GRUSAT.
Okay, is that Goostang? Is that
I'm actually unaware of what the Goostang is.
It's like a is that a Mustang? It's like, is that maybe?
Yeah, but it's a Canadian Mustang, so it's a Goostang.
Yeah.
Goostang, living on my Goostang in the flow, and now we're goosing. Dosing and them another flowing acronym and flowing with the paradox into my mind, and now the game it is an antidote, and it's an antidote.
It's just words, though. It's just a lot of words at once.
You know what's most annoying about, like, watching this and seeing this? I bet you that dude gets, like, laid all the time.
Yeah, you think? I don't know.
It's annoying. But that's the thing. There are girls that are into this style that enjoy who he is and what he does.
All right.
And they like his pink shirt with white accents and his dark blue blazer.
Yo, that right there is okay. Get those red pants out of here.
Yeah, I think it's the pants that throw it off. The pants.
If he would have gone with blue pants, I could excuse the pink shirt.
Yeah.
If he would have matched his pants
black,
to the blazer.
Black pants. Yeah.
Even black pants could have worked.
Can I just say that I'm really distracted because it is Delaware that he lives in. It's a colder climate. But he does have like a hot tub type feature in the left corner of the screen. But they've got one of those pool covers on it. Like, to keep it warm, take that off for your music video. Like it I don't know. Don't keep the pool cover on.
No. Oh, and this is a New York.
Yeah, whatever. Same difference.
Just the cold. Yeah. The poison dough of your game. Falling like a freaking domino block. Checking on the rust and the sun. I'm in the zone. I'm in the game. I'm in the glow. And when I put it together, yes, I get the game on the town.
Boo this fan.
He's really proud of himself, too. He's really proud of himself. I don't know.
Like how proud he is of himself.
He thinks he's really smart. I'm gonna skip forward through a lot of this. I mean, we'll skip to the end. We'll see how he does in the end. So far, this is pretty pretty mediocre.
I ain't a push pop. 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 But I'm pushing a pop. But I'm pushing a pop pop. But I'm pushing a pop 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 pop.
You're saying he's not a push pop? He's not a push pop.
Owen, actually, whoa. I think that, to be fair, that might be his neighbor's flat, like, over there, because that might be a fence, and judging by how the houses behind him are, like, orientated, that might not be his.
Yeah, that's not his. Yeah.
He's super basic, because he's trying to make you think he's got, like, a pool, but that's a fence between him and his neighbor's yard.
That's a weird fence. Why would you have a see-through fence?
Well, it's just, like, a little mesh fence. It's a partition, I'm sure it's super cheap.
But why do I want... Yeah, it could be just, something like that. That's
I would,
terrible,
if I definitely had a hot tub, I would definitely have, like, a full privacy-style fence.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay, going back to reality, was faster than gravity, because Max Addy, but now we're getting salary, and now we're chopping celery, for a crap salary, with a slow bet, fat debt.
Did he rhyme salary with celery? I think
he said now he's getting salary, and I'm like, dude, salary is usually like some of the worst pay.
Coming back, through the fucking rat race, out of grace. Disgrace. Fuck that.
There you go.
That is bothersome.
That was that guy. We'll definitely make it better. This guy, I watched a little bit to test the clips out earlier of this guy, and I think you guys will
trick
really
shots.
Really into this. This is called "Be True to Yourself" by Aaron Kosharski. This is off the album Aaron Kosharski. The beginning.
No, that means he had plans to do more Aaron Kosharski albums.
Yeah.
No, this is like the sixth album.
Oh, yeah. It's still the
where
beginning.
He starts the beginning.
In fact, it's years later, and it's still the beginning. We still haven't got past that part. But yeah, I like this. It's shot in his grandma's house with where there's a pool table, because he's like, yeah, I can use
in
the
fucking
table.
Living room for some reason.
It's a weird setup. There's a lot going on there. There's a grandma's organ in the background.
How are you
going
to hit shots when you're up against the organ?
I know.
This is probably my neighbor.
He's probably got like a half cue for the organ side.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough shot he nailed.
Smooth.
Thanks for proving your skill, bro. That was a super hard shot.
Okay, all right.
I am sold. I don't want you to pause it anymore.
Hold on. This guy looks like what Charlie Brown would look like if he grew up.
Well, he looks like a young old man. Like, he's an old, but he's a young guy, but he looks old. Like, he looks, somehow he looks like...
He's got 1,000 years on his face.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Look all around you, what do you see?
Yes.
I see happy times that we're all having.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
I'll show you how to be a part of who you really you are. Come along and follow me. I'll show you how to be.
Okay.
This shit slams.
Is it?
No, this guy doesn't have the voice to be a singer.
Yes, he does.
Why?
Is it real or not? Is it real or not real? That's the question.
That's the real question. In all honesty, this feels more genuine than I thought it'd be at the beginning. But I don't know, man. This could be from like 10 years or 20 years ago. Who knows? Nah, never mind.
This isn't real. I don't think this is real.
This was made to be this.
Made to be this.
Feel good hits of the summer.
I hate.
No, and I also think this is on purpose because he's like half the audio and the video are synced up like just a square off, the tiniest bit off. So I think this was done on purpose to really like annoy people because the production value is fairly high, and I think this was really meant to kind of fuck with people.
I think
and
so
I don't
too.
Like it.
I think so too. There's something about it. We'll move on. We'll move to this one.
Oh,
Feet Finder.
Are you like me and
but he
really
does
like
look
feet
like
content?
Wrong Charlie.
I thought so. Here I'm going to tell you why I think Feet Finder is the way to go.
Oh wait, what?
There's a thing
to help me find more feet pics.
A dating app?
Well, this is what I don't know. Maybe we have to decide real or not real. And I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
This is real.
Tell you what, Feet Finder is the easiest and safest way to my feet content on the web. First off, Feet Finder asked me if I was game to share my experience, and I was glad to. They're saying now 1 in 10 people have exceptional love for feet, so this is really pretty common. But up until now, how are you going to be able to find and collect those beautiful feet pictures?
Gotta be fake. This has gotta be fake.
I'm getting a little more fake vibes, but I'm still sensing a lot of authentic.
You can try to go at it alone, but who has the time for that? And how are you gonna know you're gonna get what you paid for? At first, I was struggling with this, but then along came Feet Finder. It's so easy. It takes
someone go to it. Feetfinder.com.
Not doing it.
Doing it.
I'll do it.
you have an account already, probably.
I've made foot jokes in the past, but I'm not really a big foot.
No,
fan, but I'm not sure. Still hilarious.
No, I mean it's a legit. It looks like a legit website. It just asked me, gave me like the, are you 18 years or older?
Okay.
It's like
and you want to buy and sell foot content.
Buy and sell feet content.
Okay, so they do have two buttons, and one is view buy feet pics, and the other is sell feet pics.
Oh,
and I gotta be honest, guys, I have thought about selling my own foot pictures.
Why not?
Just to see what I can get.
Is an odd question, but do you have like nice feet?
I don't have ugly feet. I just have normal feet, but I think I could scrub them up a little bit.
Yeah.
Just like completely trim them and like wax them.
Yeah, get a pedicure, get it all done nice, and then just take some pictures of your feet.
Now it is hard because I do have like a wicked like hangnail or like an ingrown toenail.
That's gonna be a problem.
Like, pull out every.
You should focus
like, couple
on that.
Weeks. But I think that might sell more. Guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Either way, yeah. I mean, either way, you could probably, if it doesn't, you know, you shoot around it. You know, you shoot around your flaws. You go to your strengths, not your weaknesses. You know, like
I'd have to probably shave the bottom parts of my legs just so that, like, in pictures, like it didn't look like I had hairy man legs.
Who knows?
Thousands of people who are into this. They make sure sellers are totally verified. So it's a legit person you're talking to. You can decide to buy one-offs, or you can subscribe to their feed and get all the monthly content. Maybe you want something special. It's so easy to get to know the sellers and tell them what you like. They can even make custom content for you. It's super safe. Feed Finder makes sure you're actually getting what you pay for. There's a preview feature, so you can make sure it's what you like before you buy it.
I
shave my feet and then paint my toenails and shave like the bottom parts of my legs. And what if I make like $1,000 in a month?
Why not? Do it.
Gotta tell you, the girls I've met on Feed Finder are so cool. They are so into this and so into making you happy. It's kind of a surprise when I wake up and wow, I can't believe what I see when I log into Feed Finder. I'm telling you, if you're into feet pics and just feet in general, you have to check out feetfinder.com.
Okay.
It's so much fun. So feetfinder.com. Safe and fun.
Okay, so Owen, how many? Okay, so Feet Finder definitely went out into the foot community and was like, "Hey, we need," like they put feelers out and they said, "Hey, send us a minute long video of what you like." Probably when they first got started, send us a minute long video of what you like about Feet Finder, and you know they got about 1,000 videos that were just weird. That was probably like the most attractive guy that sent in a video sane.
Yeah. No, he's an influencer probably that's being paid to, you know,
talk about his love for feet.
Yeah. And it's, he's just like only whatever, fans I'll do
for
it.
Feet. Yeah. Good for feet people.
Guys, I'm going to start buying and selling my own feet pics. That's it.
Dude, do it. Do it. That's, yeah, but that is 100% real from what I can gather. We'll check this one out. This is Bohemian Rhapsody at a funeral. All right. It's a pretty Catholic funeral. Is that dude singing? Oh my God. The guy's on the pulpit. He looks like he could be like the priest, whatever, right? Like,
it's odd that the pulpit is down off that little raised platform that it's literally surrounded almost by.
Yeah, it's because the casket's up there on the stage, and it's
it's a mobile pulpit. Like, you can move that bitch around.
Oh yeah. That's a mobile pulpit. They're all mobile, bro.
You lift it up and just
move
it around.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Look to the skies, open your eyes and see.
So far, he's pretty good.
I'm just a poor boy, I have no sympathy.
Oh, poor guy. He's like, I need. Oh, he's turning around to turn up his backing. Oh.
Anywhere the wind blows, does.
This is fucking great.
He's killing it. It's sad because he doesn't have the accompaniment with him, but for, you know, doing it on his own is great.
Mama, I just killed a man. Put a gun to his head. Pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama,
it's great in the Catholic Church. Fucking up the lyrics though a little bit. Nice shot of the casket. This guy's he's making a movie at this funeral. He's
too late. My time has come.
That guy is not having it. that angry black man. He's probably like the actual like priest, right? I want to see who else is here. Okay, we got some. It's interesting. Diverse cross section of people here. Let's see.
Whatever. You should be impressed. It was fun.
No. I'm moving on. I want to hear the crescendo in the end.
Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Let me go.
No.
Shut up. This is the best part.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
sing it.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, you know what? I think he's got my vote. He killed it.
He might be getting clip of the week.
You know that you couldn't really ask for more. That actually,
I would have got up and headbanged. I would have been like, "All right, guys, yes,
come on,
thank you for celebrating this life."
Exactly.
I also I will say I like that the Jesus that is at the like head and focal point of the top of this church.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fully robed, like healed, good, like arms open, yeah. Welcoming Jesus,
classy Jesus.
Yeah, like real, like
classy Jesus,
holy Jesus, not like emaciated,
punctured, like, in the beaten super... up Jesus. I'm tired of seeing beaten up Jesus.
I want to see him like still super like shredded.
I want to see ripped Jesus. Ripped Jesus is way gonna get me go to the church. Yeah,
can we actually get a more than just like super toned? I kind of want like a Mr. Universe Jesus.
No, we want Brock Lesnar Jesus is what we want.
with the dick sword.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fine. On his chest. That just reminds us, you know.
If he was up there, he didn't have to be nailed down, but if he was just up there, almost as if he was like welcoming the chanting crowd. Can we get Lesnar Jesus welcoming the crowd in front of a cross?
Yeah, because actually, funnily enough, he's a nice guy, and when Brock smiles, he's got a real pretty smile, real nice, inviting smile.
Yeah, I want him smiling, like welcoming the crowd hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In front of the cross on a church.
If you don't believe in me, I'm going to murder you. That's
Lesnar Jesus's motto.
Uh huh. So you know what's worse than a Karen? A British Karen.
Are you a fucking puzzle master? I am Barack.
So yeah, we're on a plane right now.
I can't tell if she's drunk or not.
She is extremely drunk. She is a passenger on a plane, and I think that definitely.
She's exposing her midriff, which already makes me trust her.
That...
But also want to listen to her.
This is the best time to hit on this girl.
So that's on Thai season.
Good fuck.
Like she's like, you just, what are you, the calming influence that diffuses the situation?
I want to see Thai. Yeah, I want to see Thai get up from the seat that to her right and just like
listen,
help her
girl,
out.
Get your ass in that bathroom so right now. You take off your fucking so pants crazy. And wait for me. I'm going to knock. You're going to open it. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah,
you just need to get this out of you.
Exactly. I'll take care of this. And you just look at all the stewardesses and the whatever the assistants.
We get an applause when we come out.
They give you a silent
they nod. They're like, just do what you have to do. If you can take care of this issue, we'll be eternally grateful to you, Ty. And
upgrade
to
first class.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, yeah.
Is this first class? It might have been.
It's something. It's like jet to Croatia. So there's that's something.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm out with you, babe. What's wrong with this bike? See, you haven't got an answer. You're so muppet.
I told you.
What? Tell it again. I'm not squaring up to nobody. I'm asking you, what have I done?
Well, what? You're drunk.
What have I done?
You're definitely too drunk.
So tell me. No. Don't touch me. You can fuck off with your little fuck.
Yes.
And like every good classic, you know,
Karen video,
she spotted the guy that was recording the whole thing. And every good classic Karen video has to have the, fuck you, you fuck. Like, it's not, I see you record me, fuck you. Like, yeah. Fuck off, you little fuck. There you go. There's a British Karen being a British Karen. We have one last clip tonight. And and I think that it will hopefully make up for some of the music sins that happened earlier, because now we had that last one that was great, but now we're going to have probably the greatest song that's ever been written, and it might be for you, Ty. You'll find
Ty, is this something you produced in your sleep again?
Stars Coleman. This is Stars Coleman. And Stars Coleman.
I can already see he has two face tattoos.
Yeah, he might have a few more. And me fucks. And me fucks. Yeah. Me fucks. MePHUX. Me fucks. And this is their song called Eat Ass.
Girl, no. Keep your socks on. I don't suck feet.
He doesn't suck feet.
No, I don't suck titties either.
He doesn't suck titties either.
Damn sure don't eat pussy. That's disgusting.
He says eating pussy is disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know what? I eat ass.
Yeah,
ass.
This shit slams. He's got a bib on for that booty.
He's got a knife and fork. He's got
Bro, again, this screams like somebody had a novel concept and had too much money and a production crew.
But he's running with it, and sometimes that shit works. Going.
You could do this with
the But I like it. The production quality is high.
Gonna feed salt that ass, Daniels.
Oh, I don't know if I can show some
butt. Did you see that butt?
Yeah, I don't know if I can show a lot of this on Twitch. You might have to.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know.
She's not nude. She has a thing.
I eat the ass, keep it on the down low. I know. I see you had Chinese. I could taste the egg rolls and the rib tips. I'm only eating ass on my wish list. I eat them off skinny to the thick bitch. Kiss a bitch in the mouth. What the fuck, I look dumb? Huh?
This is also how I know that Tom did the clips this week, because there is a booty clip, and we all know that Tom is about that. He's an ass man.
Yeah, he is.
You remember the Nation of Tom? His song was all about the big booty bitches.
There's a lot of eating ass in Tom's life.
In my game, I'm a nympho. Wow. Eat an ass, never call, I'm a pimp ho. We can go to 12 hours like
I don't want Tom to take this title from me. I'll fight Tom. Bitch tell you, I can with a bitch want. Huh?
When the homies know you eat ass, you ain't gotta pass the blunt. I eat ass. I like that line. We'll leave on that. When a homie know you eat ass, you don't have to pass the blunt. Like, now I'm good.
That's a for sure reason to eat some ass.
There you go. That was it. We can't play the whole thing for copyright reasons. We've probably already got slammed for that. But anyway, that was clips.
Clips! Clips!
Yeah, this guy definitely.
You know you want him, baby. You know we got him, baby. You know you want him, baby. You know we got him, baby. Clips! You know we got him, baby. Clips!
Yeah, thank you for that, Tom. I do want to mention this before we go to break. Because, Ty, you did. You said you were. We're going to do everything online, but then you didn't do things online, and you actually went to the DMV.
Now, on purpose, yeah.
On purpose. Now, you said, I do understand I understand some of his logic, because he was like, well, if I do it online, I still got to mail some shit in anyway, right? It was something like that.
You know what? Like, I know we use the postal service on occasion, but I do not ever mail fucking anything regularly. I don't know about you guys, how often you send out actual mail.
Once a month, rent to the landlord, because he's an older guy that likes a check in the mail.
It's been a long time. Like, I would deposit my money straight into my landlord's account before, but yeah, It seems strangely archaic to me to like fucking have to mail something, even though that sounds stupid. But I don't know. There, like, I feel like I do almost everything online, and I'll yell at my parents on occasion, like, why don't you just do it this way? It's easy. Click a button.
Yeah.
But
pay the power company, this, whatever it is, right? Yeah.
Yeah. For this, though, like, I did, I don't know, my dad was like, why don't you just do it online? Fill it out and then send out the thing. And I'm like, but then I got to wait for my plates? I have to mail things out? I have to put effort in? No.
Wait, can you not drive the car until you get new plates?
Well, we did the official, like, I did the official purchase.
Oh, so it doesn't really even fucking matter, Ty. You could have done whatever you wanted, right?
Truthfully, yes. I sold my truck the other day too. Old perps finally out of here.
Finally. Was it even running at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. What'd you get for
They were pretty impressed. $800. Same I paid for.
Hey, you know, that's.
And listen, if you came out black, not bad.
You probably had to put a little bit more than that into it to get it going, but, you know, it wasn't.
Well, I did. I did put I put money into it, but I didn't take any less than eight.
It
like,
got you to Wisconsin, sort of.
It did. Well, there's two and a half trips between here and Florida.
Yeah, I got you.
Wait, it made two. Yeah. You know what? I'd love
my
to
truck
get the,
actually. It had. Low
I'd love
miles
to get the I'd love to get the Highlander tuned up, and once I get the breathalyzer off of it, make a trip up to see you, Ty, because I'd love to get a DUI in another state.
Yeah. Really good.
So it doesn't count against my Florida ones.
Oh, well, a lot of them talk now these days, Mikey. They definitely talk.
Not in Wisconsin.
So how was Ty? Like, it's
not in Fond du Lac.
It's been years. What's the Fond du Lac DMV like? Is it, do you have,
dude,
is there three people there?
That's what I mean. Like, in my mind, I'm like, I've been to the DMV in fucking Orlando, like multiple DMVs in Orlando. That's
hell.
A real shit show.
Yeah. So you're like,
coming here, I stood in line for maybe 3 minutes, and then I said, all right, here's my shit. And they told me to wait for my number to be called. I sat down for another 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I got up. I paid my fee. I had filled out my paperwork. Done. Walk out with my plates. I'm good.
And see,
I hate you, Ty.
That's yeah.
I hate you.
I will say there was
that
a
would
hilarious...
never happen here.
I mean it when I say I was kind of curious just to experience if the DMV was still a shit show, like just to go. Why not?
But it was.
Were there like three moose in there getting registration or something? That like was slowing the process down, I guess.
There was, it was strange. I was there, I mean, it's only open till 5, of course, but I got there at probably 4:15, and I was surprised that there was a line. I didn't think there'd be a line. Dude, it took me in all, the whole trip was probably 15 to 18 minutes.
That's pretty amazing. That's an amazing DMV experience. You add an hour or two to that and you'd have what we have here.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
How far away was it from your house? Like how long of a drive?
The DMV is, I guess, just under 20 minutes from my house.
Because
I live slightly out of town.
Still worth it though. Yeah. Yeah.
So the last time I was at the DMV just to get my license, there were three other people in DMV. It took them 45 minutes to see me.
Yeah.
I believe it. I remember my Florida experiences. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They only processed three other people.
The funniest part about where Ty's at is the other people, like, they weren't even there for driver's licenses. They were there to, like, register a kill shot deer or a fishing or get a new fishing license. Like, they were there
possibly.
For, you know, like, they weren't even there for...
They were registering the little ice shack
that
they put up.
Getting ready for the next
year.
Yeah.
Ice fishing season. Yep. Just so... You know, that it's on the books and it's not illegal.
Right. It's official. They got everything registered.
Oh, there was a dude registering 6 tractors again for the year there, I'm sure.
I will say, like, when I got called up to the counter to do my shit, and once again, it was pretty quick and easy.
Oh, did they? Like, did the woman stop you and say, "Oh, are you registering your cheese farm?" Oh no, then you're looking for window five. You're window five.
That would have also been hilarious, but no. The dude next to me, though, that's like checking in, he was in the line after I'd already been through. He does like all his, I wasn't listening intently, but he does all his official talk. He's like, "All right, I'm just here to, you know, update my license, blah, 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 blah." And then as he's walking away, he's like, "Nice shirt."
To the woman or you?
No, no, this was a, well, I'm just going to guess. He looked like somewhere in the like early 50s gray hair homosexual man, which is also surprising.
Okay. He was hitting on but, you, but he wanted to smoke weed with you and hit on you at the same time. He's
not
like,
me.
Oh,
not
he,
me.
Oh, who
this
was he
this
hitting
other
on?
Dude?
This, oh, what oh, I'm oh. talking about is the guy who is like checking in the people in line. He's like probably gay. I can't tell, but
right.
He just had like a regular orange button-up shirt. It was kind of like Bahama orange, if that makes sense. Uh-huh. But
that guy liked that Bahama orange.
It just made me laugh so hard, though. Like, as the guy's, like, done with all his normal... And this is, like, a shit-faced, like, bearded farmer guy.
Yeah.
He's just like, "Nice shirt." And, like, literally, as he walks away, the dude looks at the lady that's helping me, which is right next door, and I look at both of them. We all just, like... I don't know. It was just... It was a weird moment that was funny as fuck. Well, hanging out at the D.
That's it for this first half of this week's extravaganza. You know, the first half of the Ono Radio Show. We got to take a little bit of a break. But don't worry, if you're listening live on Twitch, we will be back. By the way, twitch.tv/ONRS live.
Oh, and tell them about the Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/ONRS. That's where you can help us out. Where you can give us dough, you know, that's always fun. A friendly reminder, if you're on Facebook, we got a group over there, facebook.com/groups/OhNoRadioShow. Of course, give us a voicemail, 407-906-6466. And join us for, you know, the second half of the show if you're listening live. If you're not listening, or if you are listening live, make sure to subscribe to our, you know, wherever you get your podcasts, you know, we're there. Ono Radio Show. And yeah, we're going to sign off for just a few minutes. What we're going to do is we'll take a little break. We're going to reset. We've got plenty to talk about. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, we're going to be uploading the second half of the show on Sunday. So you get a second treat of the Ono Radio Show. And we like to call that Ono 2.0. Thank you for listening this evening. Again, Twitch listeners, stick around. This is also why you need to be on the Twitch, everybody. You need to be on the Twitch and give us money on that.
Get the
and subscribe
show.
On that. That's the way to do it. Either way, what do we say when we get out of here for the first segment, boys?
Fuck
your dreams.